Proszę Państwa.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Let me tell you that because we have some technical problems, the technical staff has asked us for 15 minutes delay because they need to check various items. So it's now 11. So let's have a break until 11:15. We have to wait until then. Can I have the information from the technical staff? It's 11:15. Can we start?
Proszę Państwa.
Ladies and gentlemen, we still need 10 minutes, so until 11:25.
Proszę Państwa, jest...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready, but we will wait until 11:25 because I said so, and someone might have left the room. So one more minute, and we will start.
Dzień dobry, panie.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zbigniew Ciąkalski, and I will chair the ordinary general meeting of KGHM, Polska Miedź S.A., until the election of the chair of the ordinary general meeting of the KGHM. First of all, I would like to welcome the shareholders and their proxies representing shareholders of the company, members of the supervisory board, Mr. Józef Czyczerski, Mr. Przemysław Darowski, Mr. Artur Urlich, Mr. Bogusław Szarek, as well as the management board, Remigiusz Paskiewicz, president of the management board, Mr. Piotr Krzyżewski, vice president of the management board for finance, Mr. Zbigniew Bryja, vice president of the management board for development, Mr. Mirosław Laskowski, vice president of the management board for production, and Ms. Anna Sobieraj-Kozakiewicz, vice president of the management board for international assets. I would also like to welcome representatives of the media and the company employees. The minutes of this ordinary general meeting of KGHM will be taken by Mr. Radosław Stępniak, a notary sitting beside me. And now let me ask you to put forward candidates for the position of chair of this ordinary general meeting. Okay. Good morning, Andrzej Leganowicz. I'm a shareholder. I have one share, exercising my rights as well. So I submit my candidacy for the position of chair of the ordinary general meeting. If I am elected, I will assume the position. Thank you very much. Are there any other candidates? I don't see any. So one candidate has been put forward, Mr. Andrzej Leganowicz, to be chair of the ordinary general meeting. Before the election of the chair of the ordinary general meeting, I would like to ask a representative of the programmer company to tell the shareholders and the proxies of shareholders about the details of the terminals used in the voting procedure. Good morning. You have received three tags, green, yes, red, no, against, and yellow, abstention. So if the voting starts, wait for the blue screen. Please attach the tag to the reader. If you vote, when you vote, you will see information that the vote has been cast in the open vote with the information what the vote was. In the secret ballot, no information. If you have more than two sets, you put one tag and then you put another tag. Let me suggest a test vote for you to check whether your tags work. So if you have, if you see, please say yes or please vote, put the tag to the device, to the reader. Voting in progress. the height of the arrow underneath. Have you checked? Have everybody checked whether the device works? So we finish the test vote. The vote has been finished. Thank you very much. Are there any questions to you? Are there any questions? No, thank you. So I hereby start a secret ballot on the election of the chair of the ordinary general meeting of AKGAHM. The candidate is Mr. Andrzej Leganowicz. I can see that some people are still voting, so I'm not closing the vote yet. Thank you very much. Have everybody cast their vote yet? I don't see anyone raising their hand. So I hereby close the vote and please tell us the results. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, minutes of the secret ballot number one for the chair of the ordinary general meeting, 141,171,162 votes were cast. All votes were valid. For 140,992,158, which constitute 99.8732% of the votes cast. Against 179,003 votes, which is 0.12% of all votes cast, valid votes cast, and there was one abstention, so zero. So the number of shares, 141,171,162 shares and votes, and the percentage in the share capital, 70%, 70.58. So that's the percentage of such. So in the secret ballot, Mr. Andrzej Leganowicz has been elected chair of this ordinary general meeting of KGHM, Polska Miedź S.A. And hereby I give the floor to him, and he will chair this meeting from then on. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for electing me. By electing the chair of the ordinary general meeting, we have done the second point of the agenda, point three, confirmation of the legality of convening the ordinary general meeting and its capacity to adopt resolutions. First of all, I'm signing the attendance list. Let me inform you that the list signed by the chair of the ordinary general meeting will be submitted for you to view, for the shareholders to view during this ordinary general meeting. Those of you who need to see the document will have an opportunity to do so until the end of this ordinary general meeting. Moving on to the confirmation of the legality of convening the ordinary general meeting, I would like to inform you that this ordinary general meeting have been convened in accordance with the current legal requirements. The announcement was published on the website of KGHM Polska Miedź S.A. at www.kghm.com on the 5th of May 2026. And this announcement is still on the website. The contents of the announcement meet the requirements specified in the Code of Commercial Company, Article 402. 17/2026. This is the number of the announcement. It was sent on the 5th of May 2026 to the electronic information database in accordance with the legal provisions on the financial instruments and the regulations on public companies. In the report number 18/2026, the proposed resolutions have been published, resolutions submitted to this general meeting. The documentation submitted to the general meeting has been published on the website of the company in line with the criteria specified in Article 402 of the Code of Commercial Companies. These documents are still on the website. I would like to inform you that no shareholder has exercised the right specified in 401 of the Code of Commercial Companies, that is submitting proposal for a point on the agenda, but two shareholders, Nationale Nederlanden and the State Treasury, before the date of this general meeting, put forward candidates for the supervisory board in relation to the fact that there is a point on the agenda on the resolutions on the election of members of the supervisory board. Nationale Nederlanden did that on the 1st of June 2026, and the company published this in the report number 2026. The State Treasury informed everybody of that yesterday, and the company put information on this on the report number 21/2026. The list has been complied in accordance with Article 407 and 406 of the Code of Commercial Companies, in line with Section 25.1 of the Statute of the Company. The general meeting can adopt resolutions if at least one quarter of the share capital is represented. Currently, the attendance is
19 people. The attendance is as follows.
We have in this room, in person, or represented by proxies, 843 shareholders, number of shares 141,171,163 shares. The percentage of the capital represented 17.586, rounded up to the 100th of the percent. So I hereby announce that we have a quorum capable of holding this ordinary general meeting and adopting resolutions. Is there? We have a quorum, so this general meeting was convened without possibilities of participating in it through electronic media. All the votes will be direct votes by people present in this room. So, in view of the above, I would like to say that this meeting has been convened legally. It's valid, it's capable of adopting the resolutions. And we have representatives of the media. My request to them is to introduce them. Iwona Mieszkać, Łuczka Kazimierczak, Głos Głogowa, mój Głogów website, Madła Źródek, a trade union representative from the KGHM, Lublin24.com, Tomasz Jóźwiek z Miedzi.pl website. Thank you very much. Any shareholders or proxies have reservations about the representatives of the media taking part in this general meeting? No reservations and protests. So let me inform you, ladies and gentlemen, that we have also representatives of certified accountant responsible for checking the reports representing PricewaterhouseCoopers, which can be important in the reporting part of this ordinary general meeting. The meeting is streamed online on the internet, and the entire meeting is being recorded. As far as I know, it's recorded out in the audio and video format. As from the information I have, I can tell you that the recording will be published later on the website of the company. This is all as far as point three on the agenda. Point four, acceptance of the agenda of the ordinary general meeting. The agenda of the meeting is an obligatory part of the announcement of the general meeting, and I assume that everybody present here knows the agenda. Is there a need for the agenda to be read out? I don't think there is such a need, so we assume that all people present here know the agenda. Would you like to present some comments on the published agenda, or do you have any suggestions concerning the adoption of the agenda? If there are any such remarks, questions, please do so now. No contributions, so there is a resolution. It's resolution number 2026 of the ordinary general meeting of KGHM with its registered office in Lublin, dated 9th June 2026, on the acceptance of the agenda of the ordinary general meeting of KGHM Polska Miedź SA. The ordinary general meeting of KGHM resolves the following. In section one, the following agenda of the ordinary general meeting of KGHM is hereby accepted, and all the points are listed, and it's known to all of you. Some of the points have already been done. It contains 16 points. Point 16 is the closing of the ordinary general meeting. In section 2 of this resolution, we read that this resolution comes into force upon its adoption. Are there any comments on this proposal for a resolution? No. So let's have a vote. The vote is an open vote, and it will be settled by an ordinary majority.
Głosowanie.
The vote is in progress at the moment.
Dziękuję.
Thank you very much. I understand that we can say that all people authorized to vote have voted. So let's close the voting. Let's present the results on the screens first. The number of votes cast for the adoption of the resolution, 140,992,158, against 179,004, abstentions none. So I hereby declare that the resolutions on the acceptance of the agenda of the ordinary general meeting has been adopted in an open ballot. Let's move to the reporting part of this ordinary general meeting, starting from point 5 on the agenda and ending on point 10. So this means presentation as required, various reports submitted to the general meeting by the management of the company and the supervisory board. The procedure of the points of the would be as follows. First of all, I would like to suggest a reference to the publications by the company, on publications on the website of the company and SPV, the electronics information system. All these reports mentioned in the agenda from point 5 to point 10 have been published well in advance. So I assume that all interested parties have had access to them. So this presentation of the documents, I think, has been completed. In addition, what we can read from point 5 to point 10, let me also inform you that the general meeting will be debating the report on good practice in sponsoring in sport by state treasury companies in 2025. This was added, this report was added to the documentation presented by the company and was published together with other documents before the general meeting on the website of the company. As an introduction to the discussion, we will have a brief presentation by the management board with key points of the reports. Then I suggest that we open a discussion, and this discussion will cover points from 5 until point 10. So it will cover all the reports and all the proposals mentioned in this point. Shareholders wishing to contribute to this discussion will have an opportunity to do so. Is this formula of proceedings clear to all present? I think yes. So let me invite the management board of the company to present reports submitted to the general meeting and reports and proposals.
Dzień dobry, szanowni.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. As Mr. Chair said already, the financial performance and results have already been published before. And I'm talking not only about the entire 2025, but also I'm talking about detailed publication of Q1 performance 2026. And I would not like to dwell on the details and particular results. I would just like to present several general comments on the actions of the company and management board in 2025, and then I will give the floor to Mr. Krzyżewski so that he can comment on the most important items pertaining to our financial performance and the operational activity of the company. Ladies and gentlemen, as the management board, we believe that 2025, first of all, well, last year, the company at very good results, and I'm not talking only about the financial results, but also operational activities. So this is a year of responsible decisions and very sustainable implementation of our decisions. When looking at the stability of our operations, based on extended assets, the management board decided to build 3 new shafts here in the Copper Basin area. These are fundamental decisions in terms of our investments, and they will secure the continuity of production. They will also provide the security of mining and metallurgy for years to come, tens of years to come. At the same time, the management board increased the effectiveness of the organization, and we made very good decisions. We, as a result, increased our investment capacity. Furthermore, we saw improvement in our processes, in the main technological process of KGHM. So we made a decision and we started implementing a cost optimization process. And I'm talking about the cost optimization process that brings us very positive effects. So we focus on those areas that have the greatest potential with regard of cost optimization, so materials, energy production, and inventories. And it is very, very important in our operations. So these are particular actions, and I have said they bring tangible results. At the same time, I believe that we have a very good cooperation with the social party. We have a stable social dialogue within the entire group. And this has been proven by having a remuneration consensus that was reached at the beginning of this year. And also, this is based on our performance, on our results from 2025 to a large extent. We want to be good partners to the social party. And thanks to the involvement of the management board in 2025, and I would like to underline that, we have now a changed tax environment, and this allowed us to release a large pool of assets for investments. And I would like to underline that this is money that comes from lower taxes, and part of these assets are already invested in our country. I would also like to say that our international assets are important, so mines and our previous investments abroad, and I'm talking about Chile and the USA. So we very efficiently continued the construction of the Victoria mine in Canada, and you know the results. It's almost half of the EBITDA from the international assets that we have. So these assets are really, really significant, and they are a great stabilizer, so to say, of our financial performance, and it gives us a lot of room for improvement, investment, and stabilizing our operational activity. Also, and we talked about that before, we do have certain plans regarding expansion abroad, and we are going to talk about that when presenting our strategy. In 2025, we prepared a strategy that required certain corrections, adjustments, already with a new composition of the management board, and this pertained to our activity abroad, strengthening our energy side, and the third pillar area was the capital group, and I'm not talking only about the companies here in Poland, but also our international assets. We are going to present the strategy at the beginning of July. So this is our corporate calendar, and this is, of course, connected with the dates of presenting the results for particular months. Ladies and gentlemen, Since we do have these good results and we do have our long-term dividend policy in place, we decided to pay dividend in the amount 1.50 zloty per share. And this is, and I'm talking to our shareholders that are here in the room and the proxies, this is going to be discussed today as well. And now I would like to give the floor to Mr. Krzyżewski. Thank you very much. Mr. Krzyżewski, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Now I would like to remind you about our performance in 2025. I will give you two dimensions, year on year, and then I will refer to the budget of 2025. So, as far as the consolidated revenue goes, we have an increase of 3%. So this is over 36 billion and Polish zlotys, and cost discipline and certain operational leverage resulted in an increase of 22% of EBITDA. So this exceeded 10 billion Polish zlotys on a consolidated level, and our profit was 20% higher. So this is over 3,680,000,000 Polish zlotys. Now let's move on to the budget dimension. When you look at the production in Poland and abroad, the production of payable copper was according to the budget, molybdenum and silver. The parameters exceeded our budget assumptions. When we look at the sales, comparing this to 2025, payable copper, this was according to our budget, and sales of silver exceeded the budget, and precious metals as well, which allowed us to reach the results that were assumed in the budget. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. In accordance with my previous announcement, I will open a discussion in a minute, and this will be our main discussion of this general meeting, and it will include points 5 to 10 of the agenda. And the first question, I would like to know whether there are any participants who would like to express their views or comments now. If you would. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Marek Barylak. So now a request. I would like to ask you, if possible, if you have prepared your questions, I would like to ask you to convey your questions or comments to the chair of the general meeting. In a moment, I will ask you to formulate your questions that were prepared for today's general meeting. Then I would propose a short technical break so that the management board or the supervisory board can present their answers. So now let me give the floor to Mr. Adam Siwek. Good afternoon. I'm a shareholder. My name is Adam Siwek, and I'm the president of the thermal energy company and a foundation, Pełna Energia. And I have questions, but they will be preceded by a quote. A letter from the president to the shareholders. So let me quote this letter. KGHM for years have been operating in light of sustainable development, combining production needs to responsible approach to the environment and relations with local communities. One of the pillars of KGHM Polska Miedź is involvement in dialogue and good neighborly relations. Energy transformation and diversification of energy sources remained a very important direction of acting of the company. The highest operational standards, transparency, and dialogue build value. I would like to thank all the shareholders of KGHM Group that take active part in the dialogue and support us in development sincerely. Ladies and gentlemen, in light of the information presented in the financial statement, including the emissions, there's a question arising. Is this transparency model declared in the statement, the model of environmental responsibility, dialogue and relations is reflected in the actual activities of the group? So these questions I would like to ask to the supervisory board, especially that they are supervising the everyday activities of the company. So three questions. So does the supervisory board confirms that they received a letter on the 17th of October 2025 regarding the inspection of the responsibility to inform shareholders about the activities. So is the lack of the response mean that the supervisory board thinks that the risk is not important? Has the supervisory board analyzed the decisions of the courts that state that the organs of the KGHM do not provide public information with the threat of breaking or infringing on the relevant legislation? So the questions that you are asking pertain to the questions regarding the closure of the year 2025. Okay, yes, that is true. So I do have some more than 10 questions to the management board. Can the management board confirm that the financial statements for 2025 fully reflect all the important risks, regulatory risk, environmental risk, and operational risk of the group for 2025? What reserves do you have for potential environmental fines, regulatory fines, and risks related to the energy and thermal energy activities of the companies of the group? So does the board think that the risk included in the letter from the 17th of October were not revealed, fully revealed in the financial statements for 2025? Does the management board think that the damage regarded to the mining activity are not present? Can the management board explain why that Gielubin pays fines to the managers of the road infrastructure, water infrastructure, but in terms of the thermal energy, they say that there are no losses? How does the management board defines the causal relation regarding to the mining activities that might be deemed dissipated? Does the management think that the Wrocław in Legnica risk is included in the financial statement? Do you think that this risk is important in terms of a financial statement, and how is this reflected in the financial statement? When will the management board present the current energy strategy of the KGHM Capital Group? Does the lack of this strategy impact the investment decisions and risk management? What were the reasons for refusal of participation in Strategy Energy Corporate Collaboration Poland and the study visit from Denmark and an attaché in the Embassy of Denmark, even though the Marshal of the Lower Silesia, Minister of Energy, and the Ambassador of the Kingdom of Denmark have the patronage over this project. Has the Management Board analyzed this cooperation, and what are the results of this assessment? Why did you refuse the dialogue in this respect with stakeholders? Does the Management Board confirm that the installation at the Dobrzejewska Street in Legnica was exploited according to the permit and the provisions of your directive? In 2025, emission indexes, have they been exceeded? And if so, for how long? And have you reported that to relevant bodies? Have you analyzed the risk of fines related to the operation of the installation on Dobrzycka Street? Installation Niklowa Street, was it operating in 2025, and did it produce energy? Did the Management Board analyze the risk of these operations without the proper concession? And the last question, can the Management Board confirm that all the risks, including mining damage and regulatory risk and environmental risk, were reliably and fully revealed in according to MSF as well? Have they been revealed to the shareholders? And this is the only opportunity for me to ask these questions, and my questions are very detailed. All the letters that we sent were not addressed. We did not receive any responses. We did not receive satisfactory answers. So thank you very much for this possibility of asking these questions. So these questions, do you... Okay, so I do not have these questions in writing, but I have them. There are not many of them, and maybe somebody could actually write a note to the relevant bodies in KGHM. Yes, we can do that. Question number one, it pertains to the financial statement, the separate financial statement. I'm talking about page 26-27, and I'm talking about the loss of the value of the assets. I'm going to wait till the president opens this statement. Generally, in this part of the financial statement, the company said that nothing shows that the test of value loss should be performed, or a test of reversing the value loss of the national assets. However, compared to the situations from 2 years ago, when this was taking into account, the macroeconomic assumptions and the situation in the company were different. I'm talking about company capitalization, prices of metals, etc. And now, you said that you are implementing a number of cost optimization activities. We do have a change in the asset tax, and I would like to quote one sentence from the statement. There's a sentence there. Following the change of the regulation on changing the tax on mining materials, there is no reason to change. There's going to be no impact on the value of the assets national assets. However, this is what the board said. However, there are public documents, like the justification to the act, signed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk. There's information about benefits that KGHM enjoys after introducing or implementing this act. It's 10 billion zlotys within 10 years, and for the first 3 years, this is about 2 billion. Looking at the quarterly results, I would like to say that these benefits are larger than expected. Even this is visible in Q1. So my question is, do you still claim loss? If we did that, the result for 2025 would be higher by 3 billion Polish zlotys. You quoted one of the financial statements presented to the general meeting, and I do believe that your statements have been well thought through. However, today we are not changing the wording of the statement. However, according to the Act on Accountment, until the statement is not approved, it can be changed. Theoretically, yes. But is this your intention? No. Would you like to change the financial statement or one of the financial statements presenting to the general meeting? Because this is what I understand. Because you asked whether the management board maintains its position, but the position of the management board is included and reflected in the financial statement, right? Okay, this is a statement from March. It was presented in June, and now I quoted a governmental document from October. Yes, of course, there are numerous factors that are important to you, but I would like to know whether the management board took into account this governmental document, concluding that the change in the tax is not a reason for value loss. Okay, so I understand this is your first question. This question has been written down. And now can you move on to the next question? Symmetrical or analogous question to the supervisory board. Is Mr. Matysiak here? He's our main auditor, Mariusz Dziurdzia, is here. Okay, I would like to know whether you are a certified auditor and what role did you play in the statement? I'm a managing partner of the entire process, and I represent the company, but are you the main certified auditor? I am a certified auditor responsible for the financial statement. Okay, so what's your question? Okay, value loss. You said that this is one of the main issues of this examination. And this is a quote from the separate financial statement. So the analysis included the understanding of the process of identifying the process of value loss, reasons why there's no value loss. So can you tell me, during your analysis, did you also analyze this document that I mentioned? This is a public document. This is a justification of the government for the bill regarding the tax on certain mined assets, and it was signed by Prime Minister Donald Tusk. And it says, this document says that the benefits for KGHM in the first 3 years is about 2 billion zlotys, and in the next years to come, it's 1 billion zlotys per year. Have you analyzed that? And what other procedures did you perform in this particular scope? So I would like to focus on this value loss of the national assets. Okay, that's your next question. Thank you. We have written that down. And the next question, please. Okay, so that's the question for our certified auditor. And now the next question. And do we have any other questions? Okay, question number three. To the management board. In 2023, the company had a marginal exposure to any securing instruments, no open position for copper and silver. But at the end of 2025, the scale of these measures increased to 27 million ounces of silver, over 200,000 in terms of copper, and the exposure increased by 5 million ounces of silver. In the statement for 2025, we have a negative value of these instruments in total profit, 2.3 billion Polish zlotys, and this is the highest negative result in the history of KGHM. I'm talking about nominal values. And my question to the management board is, the decision of changing, of the decision of risk management changes, has it been supported by any analysis of risks before, including the profit and loss analysis long term? And have you also analyzed the results of internal reports, audits pertaining to the process of hedging the metal prices? Thank you. Next question. The question has been written down. Now, next question, please. This is a question to the management board. It pertains to the supervision of a particular company, a foreign company. It's a very specific characteristic question, maybe. What I'm talking about is the controlled scope over DMC mining services. In public materials that are currently available in the emission prospect of the Lumina Metals company, DMC Mining Services is indicated as a source of information pertaining to the plant investments for investments near Novasol. Okay, so I would like to ask the following. Is the management board aware that this information is available in the market, that the information from the subsidiary of KGHM has been used, and has this information been verified within the ownership supervision over this company? So I'm talking about a potential risk for the future regarding the reputation. So that's what I wanted to ask. That's all. These are all your questions, right? Okay. So now,
the resolution on the appropriation of profits, if it you like to address the proposal for the resolution, I will give you this opportunity when we vote on the profits, that would be point 11D. If it's only the proposal for the resolution, if you want to formulate something more, if you are talking only about a proposed resolution, please submit it on at the point when we will have the voting. Thank you very much. I agree that I will present a proposal for the relevant resolution in point 11. To sum up, I would like to suggest that we have a 20-minute break in order for the company representatives to be able to present their position on answering the questions asked to them. Let me say that the questions to the supervisory board, given the fact that it is a collegiate body, the supervisory board specifies its position on a given matter collegially. I think that the company will refer to this question, to these questions, no doubt. But these questions can be answered in a limited manner during this general meeting, given the fact that the nature of the board is collegial, the supervisory board is collegial. That's all. I think that a break of 20 minutes will be enough. So let's have a 20-minute break. It's 12:25, so please come back 12:45.